بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد، قل ربي أعلم من جاء بالهدى ومن هو في ضلال مبين.
Verse number 85. The one who revealed the Quran to you and made it compulsory upon you to convey it and act upon it is going to return you to Mecca victoriously. O Messenger, say to the idolaters, My Lord knows best what has brought guidance and who is clearly astray from guidance and truth.
وَمَا كُنْتَ تَرْجُو أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ ظَهِيرًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ
Verse number 86. O Messenger, you did not expect, before prophethood, that the Quran would be revealed to you as revelation from Allah. However, His mercy required it to be revealed to you, so don't be a helper to the disbelievers in the misguidance they are upon.
ولا يصدنك عن آيات الله بعد إذ أنزلت إليك وادع إلى ربك ولا تكونن من المشركين.
Verse number 87. These idolaters should not turn you away from the verses of Allah after they have been revealed to you, making you leave reciting and conveying them. And call people towards faith in Allah, declaring His oneness, and acting on His sacred law, and do not become from the idolaters who worship others besides Allah, but rather, be from those who declare Allah's oneness, and only worship Allah alone.
ولا تدع مع الله إلها آخر لا إله إلا هو كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون.
Verse number 88. And do not worship alongside Allah any deity besides Him. There is no true deity besides Him. Everything will perish besides His face. For Him alone is the judgment. He judges as He wishes. And to Him alone you will be returned on the Day of Judgment to be reckoned and rewarded. The Spider, Suratul Ankabut. Themes of the Surah. This Surah focuses on steadfastness and patience during afflictions and trials and its outcome.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Alif Lam Mim. The discussion on similar letters has already passed at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Verse number 2. Did the people think that by saying, I brought faith in Allah, they will be left without any test to clarify the reality of what they said? Are they true believers? The matter is not as they thought.
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ
Verse number 3. I tested those before them, so Allah will make clear and disclose to you the truth of those who were true in their faith, and the lie of those who were dishonest therein.
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ
Verse number 4. Or did those who commit sins, such as idolatry and so forth, think they will escape us and be saved from my punishment? Bad is the judgment they make. For they will be not able to make Allah powerless, nor will they be saved from His punishment if they die on their disbelief.
من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم.
Verse number 5. Whoever is hopeful of meeting Allah on the Day of Judgment, so He can reward him, should know that the time Allah has appointed for that is coming soon, and He is hearing of the statements of His servants, knowing of their actions. Nothing of their actions are hidden from Him, and He shall reward them accordingly.
وَمَن جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إن الله لغني عن العالمين.
Verse number 6. And whoever exerts himself by motivating it to guidance and staying far from disobedience, and whoever strives in the way of Allah, he is only doing so for his own benefit. Allah is self-sufficient and in no need of all the creation. Their obedience does not increase him, nor does their disobedience decrease him. Beneficial points. 1. Helping the people of misguidance is forbidden. 2. Holding firm to the oneness of Allah and staying far from idolatry have been commanded. 3. Afflicting the believers and testing them is Allah's custom. 4. Allah is self-sufficient, not in need, and does not take benefit from the obedience of His servants.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 7. Those who brought faith and were patient on our testing them, and who did good actions, I shall wipe out their sins due to the good actions they did, and I shall reward them in the afterlife with the best of what they used to do in this world.
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 8. And I enjoined upon humankind that they be righteous and good with their parents. O man, if your parents force you to associate with me, that whose association you have no knowledge of, as occurred with Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas from his mother, do not obey them in that, because there is no obedience to the creation in disobedience to the Creator. To me alone is your return on the Day of Judgment. Then I shall inform you of what you used to do in the world, and I shall reward you for it.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ
Verse number 9. And those who brought faith and did good actions, I shall enter them on the Day of Judgment amongst the righteous. Thus, I will raise them with them and grant them their reward.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين.
Verse number 10. Amongst people is he who says, I brought faith in Allah, but when the disbelievers afflict him with harm, due to his faith, he considers their torture the punishment of Allah. Hence, he renounces faith to conform with the disbelievers. And if you achieve help from your Lord, O Messenger, they will say, We are with you in faith, O believers. Does Allah not know best what is in the hearts of people? Nothing of disbelief and faith they contain being hidden from him? So how do you inform Allah of what is in their hearts, when he knows better than them what they contain?
وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ
Verse number 11. And surely Allah will make clear to his servants those who truly brought faith, and he will make clear those who display faith but hide disbelief.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ
Verse number 12. And the disbelievers said to those who brought faith in Allah alone, Follow our religion and what we are on, and we will carry your sins for you, and we take responsibility for them. They will not carry any of their sins, and they are lying in this statement of theirs. As it may be understood, through negating their lifting the sins of others, that the disbelievers who call towards their misguidance will not incur any extra sin due to that. This ambiguity was lifted by his saying,
وليحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون
Verse number 13 And I shall burden these idolaters who call towards their falsehood with the sins they committed And I shall burden them with the sins of those who followed their call, without any of the sins of their followers being decreased. And they will be questioned on the Day of Judgment regarding the falsehood they used to invent in this world.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ
Verse number 14 And I sent Nuh as a messenger to his people, then he stayed amongst them for a period of 950 years, calling them to the oneness of Allah. But they denied him and remained on their disbelief, so the flood seized them whilst they were wrongdoers due to their disbelief in Allah and their denial of the messengers, thus they were destroyed through drowning. Beneficial points 1. Allah wipes out sins through good deeds. 2. The emphasis on the obligation of being kind to one's parents. 3. Obedience to Allah comes before obedience to one's parents. 4. Faith in Allah demands patience among being harmed in his way. 5. Whoever establishes a bad practice, on him is its burden, and the burden of those who practice it, without any of their burden decreasing.